USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Southwest Airlines is continuing to cancel flights on this Columbus Day. According to the tracking website FlightAware, approximately 350 Southwest flights were canceled, although it's down from the more than 1,000 cancellations on Sunday. These frustrated passengers telling Fox News,
"It's been a horrible experience. It is my birthday week. I'm on vacation. I have all my family."
They ended up routing me through Chicago, and what was supposed to take just a few hours ended up taking 7.
The airline saying the cancellations are due to air traffic control issues, bad weather, and staffing shortages, but there's speculation that the problems were caused by employee sick calls in response to the new federal vaccine mandate. A man from Kenya won the Boston Marathon on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.